The Apostles' Creed has little to say about the Holy Spirit. Other than the Spirit's role in the conception of Jesus Christ, the Spirit appears only in a list of beliefs alongside the Church, the saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body. The Nicene Creed fills in a little more detail, but leaves the impression that it is addressing certain controversies of the time rather than giving a full sense of the identity and activity of the third person of the Trinity. While this may be unfortunate, and it is certainly true to say that there have been times in the history of the Church when the activity of the Spirit has been undervalued, it is not altogether inappropriate. One writer has referred to the Holy Spirit as the person without a face. The Spirit is the person of the Trinity who hides their face, because the Holy Spirit's work is not to draw attention to the third person of the Trinity, but to open us up to the Father and the Son. Because the Spirit is eternally one with them and is sent by them to us, so the Spirit can bring us to them. In the words of another writer, the Holy Spirit is the go-between God. Throughout the Bible, the Spirit is commonly described as wind, air, or breath, all things you cannot see or know directly, but only by their effects. Augustine famously used a different image, describing the Spirit as the bond of affection, or tie of love, between the Father and the Son. This love is then poured out on us, so that we are drawn into the circle of love. Jesus said, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them." So the Spirit makes God's love real to us and draws us into an intimate relationship with the Father and the Son. This is expressed in baptism. Think of the words said over Jesus, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." It's expressed in confirmation, where the bishop prays that candidates will be filled with the Holy Spirit. And it's expressed in Holy Communion. "Grant that by the power of your Spirit, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us his body and his blood." And it's expressed in the relationships between believers in the Church. "You also are built together spiritually into a dwelling place for God," as Paul writes to the Ephesians.